Hello and welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast. This week, it's more of a prop replica than a toy, and it's not a safety helmet, but it's cool. We have, right here, right now, the Mega Man helmet. Yeah, they made a Mega Man helmet, and we sell it. And as of this morning, we still have one in stock. I'm going to make sure we still have that. So I'm typing in Mega Man helmet in our website from Multiverse Studio. And it is still in stock. It is $159.99. Price is always subject to change, because that is what I must say. And it is wearable. I put it on my head. It has these pads on the inside to kind of adjust for the fit. Without those extra little pads, it was very loose. But it does fit, and I could wear it around. And I feel like a happy doofus doing it. It's really cool. I love the Mega Man games. I have trying to track down the original NES Mega Man back in the late 80s was really tough. Nobody had it for sale, because when Mega Man 2 came out, Mega Man 1 was a flop. So Lionel Playworld had it. I tracked it down, and I played it for weeks, and there was no password system, and I finally beat it. I want to say it was Thanksgiving morning, or I got really close to beating it, and there was a glitch after I killed Dr. Wily, where it just froze on me. And that's one of my most horrifying video game memories. I actually called, the one time I ever called, a Nintendo gameplay counselor just to say, "Hey, is there a code I'm supposed to put in here, or is the game broken?" And they're like, "Oh, no, you beat it. It's just not working right." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I got charged for that. But memories, am I right? The Mega Man helmet is very much modeled after his appearances on the earlier games and refined newer ones. It's big. It is really big. And it's big. I feel like my face is too small in it when I saw myself in the mirror. It was comical, but awesome. It has a crest on the top. The long light blue stripe can lift up. It's a big piece, and it's hollow. And on the inside, you'll notice there's a hinge, as well as a battery compartment. The on-off switch is in there, which is unfortunate, because that means you have to decide whether or not you want to have it on or off before displaying it. You can't just, like, wave by it with a motion sensor or something. But the red lights on the sides look really cool, and it clamps over your head shut, and it's not coming off. There's no chin strap. It just stays there because you clamped it over your head. If you have claustrophobia, that could be a problem. I can completely understand how that could be a problem in there. You know, you can get it off, don't worry. But fair warning, it does clamp on your head. It is not a safety helmet. It is designed to look cool and be an awesome replica for adults based on a game you played as a child. And I sure as heck played those games as a child. I really love Mega Man games, and there are lots of fun from the NES and, of course, the retro compilations, including the Mega Man Legacy Collection, which is coming out, I believe, this week. So you can put two batteries in there. The red ears light up quite nicely. Not super bright, not super dark. It looks exactly like you would expect something like this to look. There's also a Mega Man blaster, which is, I believe, from ThinkGeek. I'm going to pull that up right now. I haven't placed my order for one of those yet, but I think I'm going to. It's a different vendor, so I don't know if the blues are going to match exactly. Yeah, here we go. The Mega Man Mega Buster replica is due in March, and it has light-up meter on the arm. And man, it looks cool. I want to get one of those, too. We also have a Mega Man model kit, and a number of other items. So if you haven't looked at our Mega Man selection lately, and I guess I haven't, because there's a lot of stuff on here. Statues, plushes, more figures, more statues, Nendoroid, even a throw blanket of Proto Man. So I would recommend checking it out. I like this helmet a lot. Again, it's $159.99, free shipping in the USA. I haven't seen anything else like it, but I hope to see a lot more like it. If anyone out there is listening, I want a Samus helmet from Metroid. I would like, let's say, Mario Groucho nose and mustache thing, like glasses, maybe? No, but I seriously do want that Metroid helmet, and there's been some great replica swords from Zelda in varying price points. We might even have those on the site still. So check those out. It's a great time if you're a video game collector, because those of us who grew up with these things as children now have jobs, and they figured that out, so we're now more active customers in this kind of stuff, which is great to see. So get yourself a helmet. I got mine sitting across the room right now on top of my Arkanoid cocktail arcade cabinet, which, let me tell you, is really heavy to move downstairs. Don't do it. If you ever get one, it hurts, and it's cool. So I gotta find a better place for it. But I like this a lot, and I've not bought many prop replicas over the years, but this is one of the ones I can say I'm very excited to have purchased. And I hope that if you like Mega Man, you check it out and you get one too before it goes away. So that's all I gotta say. It makes no noise, it's super cool, it lights up, and we got just one left right now, and I hope we can get more. So see you next time. And all this talk about video games this week is just really getting me wanting to play stuff again, so my weekend's gonna be shot.